The person sees a donkey of his enemy holding a load, and the donkey's having a hard time. It's a mitzvah to help him out. He said, can you imagine what this donkey's most probably carrying? Cement or something, a building, that standard thing which a donkey does, carries, and also the donkey belongs to the enemy, even though it's a mitzvah. Surely to be his friend's donkey, you should go and help him. And he said, what would be if the donkey was carrying not his sand and things like that, but very important medicine to have to get to a certain place to save people's lives. If a person would see such a thing and see the donkey's having a hard time, he'd go out of his way to make sure the donkey stands up and is able to get to its destination, saving people's lives. And he said, and what would be if it would be a person who's carrying a lot of medicine and just to save people's lives? And that person is overloaded. So just stand over there and let him fall on the ground. And he said, wow, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that person can get to the destination, save people's lives. So he said, if we understand this, then we should understand how much we're supposed to support Rosh Yeshivas and Rosh HaKoyelim for taking the Acharayis of keeping Klal Yisrael continuing by producing the Lom Dei Torah of our generation, next generation. Without these institutions, Klal Yisrael would not exist. We know parts of the world that they don't have yeshivas or kollelim, but they all assimilate within a period of time. So when we think that, yes, another yeshiva, another kollel coming, imagine that it's coming, somebody coming to you trying to save people's lives, how much you go out of your way to do it. So a little bit out of your comfort zone. The yeshivas, as we know, are going through a very hard time now. They lost over $100 million of support from the government. Baruch Hashem, a lot of tzaddikim over the world are helping, but still much harder than it was before. So everybody should make another judgment of their finances and see maybe you can do a little bit more.